Hi, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Julie.
And this is Stick to Tape, and we have a special guest today.
Sarah.
Friend of the pod, Sarah.
And Hannah.
And also friend of the pod, Hannah.
And we're learning how the sausage gets made.
We're currently in an Airbnb in Dallas.
Because we went to the Winter Classic today.
And it was dope.
And that's pretty much what we're going to talk about.
It's
dope.
End of the call.
Have a great week. See you next time.
Made it a short one. Anyways, it's been a while. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah.
Other holidays. Inclusiveness is important.
Yeah.
Happy 2020.
2020.
I will punch you in the face.
It's 2020.
It's 2020.
It's our first episode in 2 weeks, and it's a hot mess.
It's a hot mess. We did predict that this would happen, though. We were like, it's probably going to be a hot mess. I don't have any stats today, because thinking of putting together stats makes me sad.
So we thought we would just talk about a few things, talk about the Winter Classic, and make our friends sit with us in a room while we do it. What else are we doing?
What else are we doing?
Where should we start? Any ideas?
Well, I think Hannah's seen more of the fairground stuff. Do you want to?
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the stuff we didn't see because we just, like, panicked.
There's so many people there.
We could barely move around when the stadium really got full, but there were a lot of booths of people, you know, doing weird giveaways, so I ended up with a personal hockey card at the end of the night. Lots of, like, shot attempt thingies, so hockey sticks that you could pick up and play games, but there was a line for everything, so we did none of them. Couple of the rides, so you can do the Skyway back and forth across the fairgrounds, the big Ferris wheel.
Did you go on the Ferris wheel?
We didn't go on the Ferris wheel.
That's my
only
regret.
We did at the end of the night. And we would
That's my regret.
That's what I said. I said that too.
But we made it, and then you could also, if you waited in a really long line, meet the Stanley Cup, which we did. Morning.
Our metal wife.
The metal wife.
The metal wife. Yes.
No man can be as beautiful as she.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that. But that's fabulous. Sounds like it was a lot of fun if you had the patience.
There were 85,360 people there. It was a sellout, and it was the second highest attended outdoor game in NHL history, and the first highest was like the 2014 Winter Classic with like 105,000 people. So Dallas came out. Also, the Preds fans came out, which was the worst.
How did they know what section to sit in? That was.
I think the Preds sold packages, so tickets, flight, hotels, and they had something like 25,000 tickets to sell that way.
Oh,
so, like,
I see.
In the big groups, they're probably mostly package deals, and then you have, like, Preds fans dotted around in pockets.
Yeah,
they
got
it directly off Ticketmaster.
Oh, we had some folks, like, right next to it. Oh, my God, Ticketmaster.
Speaking of
Ticketmaster, shout out to the guy that stole my tickets out of my account. So, a couple days ago, what was it, like, Saturday morning, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
Like, Saturday morning.
Saturday.
Yeah, like, I wake up and I see a message in my Gmail account. It's like, Hergf has accepted your ticket transfer. It was literally capital H, G, 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 capital F, F. Like,
a loogie.
Yeah, basically. And so my Ticketmaster account got hacked and our tickets got
stolen
and put up for resale. We paid $333 for them originally, and they sold for $700.
That was for all the tickets.
All three tickets.
Yeah. Like, we paid $333 altogether, and then they resold for over $700. So Ticketmaster made an approximate profit of, like, $200 in fees or something like that. So I had to call Ticketmaster, and I didn't even throw that much of a fit, honestly. And so I was like, hey, like, get me some tickets. You need to fix this. So they did. So we ended up being in section 22, and we were, like, the third row back.
Yeah.
And it was, like, quite low.
Yeah, the only problem was that it was hard to see the ice.
You couldn't see over the boards at all.
Yeah. And we were behind, like, we were behind the benches, too.
Yeah.
Like, if we'd been on the other side, we could have been able to see all of the...
We could have seen the rodeo clowns.
The rodeo clowns, all the stuff. All the stuff that happened, yeah.
It wasn't a total loss for Nashville, because Roham Yossi won the pig races.
Very exciting, yes.
There were actual pigs and farm animals.
I think there were, like, there was some button busting, which I have never seen.
I've never seen before.
And it was super cute.
That's apparently where you strap a child to a sheep.
Like a six-year-old child.
Yeah. Like a very small child. And rodeo clowns are there to keep them safe, which I've seen it chapter two.
I've seen it chapter two.
So in mutton busting, is it always a child or could it be an adult?
I think
so.
I think it, because it's a sheep. Yeah.
So it needs to be like a kid.
A kid for a kid.
Well, that's just barbaric.
I mean,
coming out with a strong anti-mutton busting.
Truly. I just, it's like, that's some, like, straight up Noble County shit, and that doesn't make sense to anybody here, but that's just, that's what that was. That's some Noble County shit.
Yeah,
I guess
so.
We saw an actual game.
We did see.
Oh my god.
An actual game.
Did we though? It seemed like it was gonna be a shit show.
Yeah, at the beginning,
I always saw some periods of this game.
within 2 minutes.
Wasn't it like the first 38 seconds? Like,
it was like five minutes.
No. It was within 2 minutes that he got kicked out. Okay. Corey Perry elbowed Ryan Ellis in the face. He has a hearing scheduled for Friday. I don't know what day it is. What day is it? Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. And he has a hearing scheduled for Friday.
I'd be going to jail. I mean, I don't know.
And so he got kicked out with him, and he got a 5 minute and a misconduct.
Yeah.
So Reds scored, or...
Served the penalty.
Thank you. Served the 5 minute penalty, and then during that 5 minute penalty,
Blake Como
knocked a puck over the glass and got a fucking delay of game. So there was an actual 5-on-3, and the Preds scored.
How do you say 5-on-3 in Russian?
5-on-3.
Okay.
So the Preds scored during the 5-on-3, and then they scored during the rest of the power play with 8 seconds left on the 5 minute major.
I forgot that was Blake Como's penalty, and he still walked away with first star, right?
Yeah, he got the first goal.
Because, yeah, he got his brain scrambled later, and then he got the...
Then he got the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed that was a real all was lost moment.
Yeah, it was especially because there were so many Preds fans and they were all right next to each other and they did their fun chanting.
Oh.
It's all your fault.
I hate that so much.
I hate it so deeply.
People did goalie chant.
Rene, after. Well,
yeah, the goalie chanting.
Turnabout is fair play.
An eye for an eye.
Goalie chanting is bad karma. You should never do it.
I know. I hate goalie chanting.
I don't understand how they don't suffer more with their bad karma because the shit that they do in their home arena.
It is bad. Bad.
And they didn't. No fish. I guess they were sending you far away for a fish.
I did see a kid with a stuffed fish.
Oh,
he was also wearing a fish hat.
I saw a man wearing a brick wall, Renee wall.
That didn't work out for him.
JK, dog.
So that was the first period.
Yeah, the second period, Julie and I didn't see. You saw...
I saw the last, 10 minutes of it.
Do you know what I saw instead of the second period? Patrick Sharp. He was walking. He just walked straight past me, and I was like... I was like, oh my fucking god.
Patrick Sharp is a treasure, first of all. That is this podcast. That is the official opinion of this podcast. Patrick Sharp is a treasure. He does know this because we did go to a Stars game in Nashville and I brought my sign that said Patrick Sharp is a treasure and he nodded at me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
it feels
I
feels like something he knows about himself.
Yeah,
like, he didn't need to see this one.
I did. I saw like the NBC. I saw a couple of like NBC sports people, and I was like, "Is Patrick Sharp here? Because he should be here because he is.
He was. Yeah.
He was a star, and he's on the broadcast team, and he was.
Yeah, Julie and I went out to get
a taste of Cuba.
Yeah, we went to a food truck outside, and he
the taste of Cuba
us.
Where we got chicken.
Although
burgers.
I didn't see him, so Julie could have made this all up.
No, I literally said Patrick Sharp. Because you missed him. That's not my fault. Mike Tirico was there too.
I left
okay,
them.
So it sounds like Hannah might be the only one who saw the first part of this.
I don't remember
I was about
that
to say
much
inning.
Of it.
What is
I'm
wrong
a bad
with you?
Hockey watcher anyway. I
yeah.
can never track what's happening at the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait, what just happened?
I wait for other people to get excited.
It didn't look
yeah.
great. Is all I'll say. The first half of the second period looked like more of the same.
Yeah.
Like some good chances, but not enough pressure. And Pecorine looked good.
And then Pecorine stopped looking good.
Thank God.
It was like, what, like a minute or so left? Or like a couple minutes left in the...
Couple minutes left in the second when we got it.
Couple minutes left
right
in the second.
Right after we came back.
Yeah.
Blake, it was, I was talking to Julie, so she didn't see it.
Oh my God, this happened twice.
This happened twice in a row. We were talking, I was talking directly at her, so neither one of us were watching. And they scored at the end of the second. And then they scored, we got a power play with, like, a minute left in the second. So it crossed over to the third. And we scored on that power play, too.
We were also directly talking to each other.
That was my son, Matthias Janmark, who scored the goal tying, the game tying goal.
Yeah.
I don't know words.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day.
Such a long day. I think it, like,
we all
also,
slept
like,
on trundles.
We did sleep on trundles. But no, I feel like just, like, the whole, like, being around that many people just sucked it out of me.
Oh,
like,
for just, sure.
Like, walking, like, I don't know.
There's too many people on Earth. We need a new plague.
It's like...
That is not the official...
Well, she laughed, so...
You're right.
No, I feel like... I also got really annoyed that this lady next to me, because she, like... It did feel
that
like...
Was me?
No, no, no. Where we're like being like shunted like cattle, and this woman moved, and I was like, there are three fat women next to you. You're gonna catch these hands. I'm gonna murder you.
The worst part of how many people were there were how many men decided to speak to me.
There were so many men that were like trying to talk to us. Like, why? Go away.
I don't want to speak to you. The audacity.
I have nothing to say to you.
I have nothing. You do not deserve to speak to me.
You're not qualified.
You're not qualified to speak to me.
Anyway,
thank you.
Alienated.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Cis male. Let's do that.
Yeah.
We've already alienated all of our cis male listeners.
My cousin listened to our podcast once and he's like, yeah, it's not great, but it's okay.
Nice honest review.
Fuck that guy.
So the third period things went better.
There were three goals in the third period. Four unanswered goals by the Dallas Stars, because the Dallas Stars only know how to come back. They have to be down. They have to come from behind.
Spite is very powerful.
Spite is very powerful.
I'm trying so
I
hard
know.
To make
I'm just, doing it on purpose.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Doing it on purpose. I like the face that you make.
Thanks, buddy. What else about my experience today?
The tendies were good. The tendies were good. We got to sit in front of the fire, which I liked.
Yeah, it got really warm.
Like, I texted my mom a picture. I took a picture. We were directly under the fireworks.
Oh, wow.
So, like, my mom is deathly afraid of fireworks, so obviously I was thinking of her. And I was like, I took a picture and I was like, this is where you were. She's like, I was like, you would have died. She's like, I would have died. I thought it was cool though. And we were right next to the fire. So awesome. Every time it like fired up, we were like, ooh.
Yeah, every time the star squirted, it fired up and then they lit off
fireworks.
White and green fireworks.
Which was fabulous.
And got to do a Dallas Stars chant. And because I was worried, you know, at the end of the first, that the only time we would be able to do the Dallas Stars chant was, like, at the beginning of the game, obviously, because I've had that problem before, but, like, we were able to do it again. It was great.
This is my fourth time seeing the Stars this year, and the other three games were absolute disappointments.
The other three games were also during their 1-7-3 stretch.
It really was.
You saw three of their...
Listen, they owe me money for the Columbus game. Like, I ate popcorn there. That's all I remember from that game.
Is the popcorn?
And I ate popcorn.
Yeah.
And that's good. Sitting, actually, I sat right above the cannon. Too.
Oh, God.
So, it's cool. The cannon is my favorite thing.
I know you love the cannon.
So, like, it was fun to watch it go off. I like that.
Do people jump every time?
Sometimes, yeah. I remember I went with, when I went to the USA-Canada game for the World Cup of Hockey.
Shut
pre-game.
Up!
It was a pregame.
Still.
It was the only game that Tyler Seguin played.
Yes, but you still sent me a picture of John and Taves cheating at face-offs, and I'm still mad about it.
True. And the woman next to me, they let off the cannon, and the woman next to me jumped, and it was amazing. So, yeah. People jump.
You got to see Sidney Crosby and Jonathan Tate's play together.
Did he play that game? I don't think Sid played that game.
Okay, maybe he didn't. That makes me feel better.
I hope Sid played that game. I don't remember. I didn't take a picture of him, so he must not have been there.
That's pretty accurate.
Anyways. What else?
Yeah, so that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, so it was a fun...
Yeah.
A very long, fun day. Very long day.
We didn't even do
it
shit.
It was actually not even that long.
I know.
We just lived a life.
Well, the first period, especially.
It was long for Hannah. The rest of us, it was just...
You guys were still asleep when I left.
Yeah. The first period felt really long, too.
Did it?
It did
to
me.
The intermissions felt really short.
They did, yeah.
They forgot to start the clock on the second intermission. So it just, like, I was kind of like, wait a minute, it still says 18. You've been through the interview. Everyone's off the ice. It still says 18.
Oh.
Yeah. It was weird. They seemed really short, but...
The musical acts sucked.
I didn't see Dan and Shay because we were in the line.
Yeah, neither did I.
I'm just assuming.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they weren't great. I mean, it was Dan and Shay and then Midland, who I've never heard of. Although, despite them being Grammy nominated, never heard of.
I recognize their song, I think.
I didn't. I'm sure they were fine.
Yeah.
Anybody figure out what the people in the gray sweats were all about?
No.
There was, so there was, like, by the stage, there was, like, there were, like, maybe 30 boys, like,
there
on...
were, it was three different sections, and the first three rows of three different sections, and they were wearing these dark gray sweats. And it looked like they had, like, yellow underneath them, so I was really worried it was a Preds thing. And then, like, I don't know, I think it was during the third, they just kind of all got up and left all together.
Well, there were, like, security behind them, though, so it was almost like I thought they were getting escorted out.
But they weren't doing anything. I mean, I heard somebody, like, behind us or something say that maybe they were, like, a football team or something that was there.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was very mysterious.
It was very mysterious, and nothing happened. It was, like, if that were a TV show, it would have been a terrible, like...
Chekhov's gun.
Yeah, didn't go off in the third, so...
I just don't know. It was weird.
Maybe it was just because Pekka was bad, and they were actually supposed to be...
They left in disgust.
And they left in disgust.
I mean... I lost it. I don't have anything to say.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the, like, two news things that we have?
Yeah.
We're not doing stats, and there's probably other news, but we did zero notes for this. I'm still on vacation. I've been on vacation for, like, 2 weeks now.
Yeah, let's do it. So, Well, you want to do, let's do the sad news. Sorry, Hannah. Jake Gensel is out for 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 no, months. Four to six months. And this happened the day he got named to the All-Star roster.
He is our top scorer.
He's our top scorer. He scored his 20th goal as he was scoring. It was a nasty collision into the boards. And then the very next day he had
Thomas
shoulder surgery. And he is out for 4 to 6 months, which best case scenario is Eastern Conference final.
They aren't going to make it that far.
Shut up,
first of all. Second of all, oh, fuck. Oh, I just thought of something.
Yes.
The year that I was a really big Hawks fan, Patrick Kane broke his collarbone.
Oh, fuck, I remember that.
Patrick Kane broke
into this then, but
broke his collarbone in February. He was supposed to be out for 12 weeks. They were like, best case scenario, it's the conference final. He came back in the first round, I think, and they won the cup.
I mean, I have faith in Jake.
Also, that day, Sidney Crosby practiced with them because there was no ice time, so he was able to practice with the team, but it was mainly because Jake was gone.
I can't imagine that Sidney Crosby can't find ice time in Pennsylvania.
Right?
Yeah, right.
He doesn't own an ice.
He probably
doesn't drink it in base. He does, doesn't he?
Is that canon or fanon?
I would believe it either way, so.
Probably both. But yeah, so he was like, I'm not practicing, I'm just at practice.
Yeah, and he and Gino, like, ganged up on Matt Murray and, giggled, and they were having a grand old time.
Leave me here to be at peace. Anyway,
that's the sad news.
It's just a fucking bummer, because he did get named to the All-Star roster.
He got named to the All-Star roster. He's having another great year. He was probably going to hit 40 goals again.
Product of Sidney Crosby, clearly.
But now he's out. And he had a Penguins Ironman streak. It was something like, since the last time he got called up, including playoffs, he hasn't missed a game. And so now the current Penguins Iron Man is Marcus Pedersen, who's at like 100 games and counting.
Ryan played like 84 games.
He played 84 games last year. Since he got traded to the Penguins, he hasn't missed a game.
I think of him as one of the new guys. Dragon. Even though he's not, obviously, it's been like a season and a half, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What's up?
Hey. God.
Anyway, I think that's all we know about the Pens.
But yeah.
The other big thing, right, is Tortorella.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell us about John Tortorella?
Did you watch that game?
I didn't. We came home and we watched, like, we rewound it when that happened. So what happened is the Blue Jackets did what they've been doing lately, and they went up, then they sat on the lead, and it went to a tie game, and they went to overtime. So, about 4 minutes and 40 seconds into overtime, which means there is 20 seconds left, the Blackhawks get whistled for the dumbest penalty ever, which is too many men.
None of them go to college. Men. They don't know how to count.
Too much man.
So, the Hawks were too much man. The whistle blew, and the clock didn't stop. So they lost about 1 second of the last 20 seconds of overtime. I think it was at 8. The clock was at 18 when it finally stopped. 18-ish. Anyway.
I think 18.3 is what I saw.
Something like, it was like 18.2 maybe? I don't know. When the clock finally stopped, it had been over, depending on whose estimate you look at, it had been about a second since the whistle had blown, and when you're in overtime and there's 18 seconds left on the clock, that's 1 second is really important. So they go on the power play. They're, like, just tossing everything at the net, and Zach Werenski scores goal, which is about 0.2 seconds too late. Less time than they should have gotten back, because they got no time back on the clock, and that was the problem. So, after the game, John Tortorella noted hothead and asshole.
How do you really feel?
I'm a Columbus fan. I'm not a Torts fan.
He wigged the fuck out.
So, he went up and ranted in front of the media about the timekeeping and then left without taking questions.
Well, also
which he has done before.
He has done that before. But also, they did lose in the shootout.
Yeah, they lost. Here's the big problem. Half the roster's already dead. So in the shootout, we lost our goalie. Our starting goalie, who has just finally been playing amazingly. We were a little bit worried about that. So we lost our goalie. If the time had gone back on the clock the way it should have, they wouldn't have gone to the shootout. We wouldn't have lost the goalie. So everyone's angry because we had another injury in last night's game. So there are now 11 players on the Columbus injury list right now. Literally half the roster is broken.
You're talking to Penguins fans, but okay.
I do feel like half the roster's a little bad.
There's literally 11 Blue Jackets on the injury list.
Is Sherwood
up? He's probably coming back up. I haven't seen any roster changes today because I've barely been online.
I love him.
But
I'm going to find out.
But I do want to point out that Robin Leonard finally won a shootout. But it was this shootout. So then Torts was really mad because, like, if you're going to play a goalie in a shootout, you should want to play with Leonard because he's never won one.
Well, so Corpy goes out. Elvis comes in with one round left, and the first person he faces is Johnny Taves. Or no, it's actually Patrick Kane. Sorry. Taves has already scored.
Yeah. He's going five hole. You got to know.
But anyway, Kane comes up against Elvis, and that's not a good combination because Elvis does not have any confidence yet because Torres plays games with the goalies, and I'm mad about it.
He really does a number on that.
Yeah, he does. So Elvis is fantastic. He's a wonderful child, and I love him. But he hasn't won a game yet. So he goes in, faces one shot, and gets tagged with the loss.
Poor child.
He has redeemed himself now after last night's game. We'll get to that later if you want. But, I mean, it's a great narrative, but I know you guys don't care.
Against
Bob.
It's pretty good. It was a really good story. But, so Torres goes up in front of the media, to get back to the actual point of the story. In front of the media, rants in a very unprofessional way about what happened, and leaves without taking questions. So the NHL is pissed. I'm sure Yarbo is pissed at him, too. Yeah.
I mean, he's done this before, but the NHL is, of course, mad because he called them out this time.
And the hell of it is, he did it really badly, but he's right.
I know, that's what bothers me, because I fucking hate that guy.
Right. Garbage man is right. Promote him to garbage boss.
Exactly.
Oh, no. The worst person he knows made a valid point.
So that's what's going on at Torts.
But
He was fined $20,000.
No, he was fined $20,000, and if anything happens again
in the next year,
it's another $25,000.
He can literally be anything, though, because, like, motherfucker will routinely walk out on interviews. Like, I understand that it's annoying and you're mad, but, like, it's literally part of your job, dog. Like,
Gary is tired.
Are they gonna like call him out on that? Like, that's my question. Like, I wonder if he does shit like that again.
Yeah. So there's that. And the other thing is that, like, they're gonna call him out because Torres is Torres. He's gonna do it again. He always does it again. But
at least he didn't chase the refs into the Calgary Flames locker room.
Yes.
And like almost fought the entire Flames roster.
Yes.
I remember that.
Why does he still have a job?
I don't know. I'm ready for him to be fired.
I would be better at coaching than him, and I'm bad at it.
We're done. Yeah, I think he's done about all he can do with that roster, to be completely honest.
He runs some of the players into the ground.
And he ran
them off.
Out of town.
Yeah.
Out of the country. Anthony Duclair is doing great in Ottawa.
He's an all-star. Hey, now. You're an all-star.
Yeah, that's a nice story.
That's a good one.
I'm really happy for Duke, but why did he have to hat trick against Columbus?
Yeah.
I mean, because of the narrative. It's hockey.
For the same reason that Zach Werenski.
I'm sorry. Did this hat trick like hockey, not soap operas.
Hockey is not a cutie pie contest.
Who said that?
It was some dude on Twitter who was mad that someone was talking about fucking William Nylander, I think. And they were like, hockey's not a cutie pie contest. And I saw a quote tweet and it was like, actually, hockey is a cutie pie contest. I don't know where you got your wrong information.
And William Nylander very much wants it to be a cutie pie
contest. He's very good at cutie pie contest, William Nylander.
But then, so the next night they came back and had a resounding win.
Bobrovsky, their old goalie who had been with the team for 7 years,
in
Florida. He came back. You know, after games towards games with his goalies, I don't blame him.
Oh no! I mean, but.
Yeah. No, it sucks because we liked it, but we also weren't willing to pay him $10 million long-term, which Florida apparently was.
To have a
I don't know why you'd ever pay a goalie that much money, but I'm also the same guy who's
You're very cheap. You are very
But also, cheap. You said that about...
7-2-5 in Columbus, and that's too much.
That's too much.
Well, I mean, it's too much because he has an 89.7% save percentage.
He's an 897 right now.
Yeah.
I don't believe
However,
him. I don't believe in paying money.
No. Yeah, we've had this conversation.
I'm such a cheapskate.
It's incredible.
Yeah, but none of the big name goalies are really earning their money this year, right?
Except for Dallas.
What are y'all paying, Bish?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Just under six, I think. Hold on.
Okay.
Guess who's on cat friendly and can tell you right now?
And it's Julie.
It's me. Actually, it's 4.9.
Nearly as much as he's worth.
Oh my God.
It's 4.9.
How much do they have in goalies?
It was a 6-year term. That's what it was. They're paying goalies. They have $7 million. It's 4.9 and 2.5.
Well, their save percentages are 929 and 926 right now, so... That's
pretty sweet.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What are we going to pay Matt Murray next year?
Oh, God.
Are we really going to talk about this? No, we don't.
I just was curious.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know, since I was on the Blue Jackets, I wanted to see how many Blue Jackets were on. Like, I wanted to see their injured reserve. They have 26 million.
An injured reserve?
It's Atkinson, Dubinsky, Murray, Nudavara, Bjorkstrand, Anderson, Bemstrom, Peak, and Texier.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I hate Brandon Dubinsky.
I told you.
I want you to know.
Corpusalo's on the injury list now, too.
It's not updated on Cup Friendly. That's for sure.
Yeah, I want you to know.
He's out 4 to 6 weeks.
That I hate.
They have more. More money tied up on injured reserve than the Pittsburgh Penguins, who only have $16.9 million.
Yeah,
but that's because Sid gets paid 8.87.
And also, like, Gino is back and all of that. I guess we haven't lost all of them at the same time.
They don't have.
We've just lost more.
This doesn't have Schultz on the injury list either.
Because he's not out long term.
He's not on injured reserve.
Yeah,
it's just
they don't need him on.
They
don't need him on long term yet.
Yeah. And so, now that Jake's gonna go on, that's $6 million.
That's gonna save them. Is Jim gonna make a trade?
Oh God!
Here's the thing. Like Galley is good now, or ish.
Well, he's gonna be back up on the top line. It's Gouch.
It's
Gouch, Malkin, Rust. No, I don't.
Hold on. McCann, Galchenyuk.
No, Cahoon, no, no,
Lafferty,
no.
Simone and Brindisi are all RFAs.
No.
Galchenyuk is a UFA. He's going to go get money somewhere else.
Did I say no? I said no. Galchenyuk, yeah, we're not keeping him.
No, I know we're not keeping him. I don't know if he's going to go somewhere else and get paid. I mean, he hasn't had a good year in like what, like 3 years?
That's true. I still wonder if he would.
Yeah, the 2012 draft class.
I wonder about his like shot at like center.
Yeah, he still hasn't. He's still not getting.
He's never gonna play center.
He's never gonna play center.
He's a winger. So sorry to your hopes and dreams.
He seems like a nice man.
He does. He has a cat. So few hockey players have cats that you have to love the ones. You don't have to, but
you should
love the ones that do.
Do you know who has a cat? Former Dallas star Greg Patron.
Yes, and he took it for walks.
Yeah. He leash trained his cat.
That's beautiful.
What is he doing?
He's in Minnesota.
People are in Minnesota. They play for that team.
I mean, they're counting on a lot of them playing for that team next year.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota has a 2021.
Somebody pull up a roster. I want to see how many Minnesota Wilds I can name.
Okay.
This is a fun game.
Is it a fun game?
Three, four?
I've got a few.
She's really good at it. I don't understand. It's all in her head.
Savant.
Idiot savant, yeah. Hold on.
David.
I love you.
I don't know why I need to do this right now, but I need to do it.
Ouch, David. Go for it. Yeah, but you're going to have to go kind of slow because I got to...
Okay, so... Devin the Devil, dude, Nick.
One.
Is Alex Stalock still on the team?
Two.
Nice. Suter Parise, Dumba, Joel Eriksson Ek.
Hold on.
Eric Staal, Matt Zuccarello.
Traitor.
Truly. Zucker.
Yeah.
Mika Koivu.
Mm-hmm. Captain.
Captain Mika Koivu.
Oh, right.
Man, you are good at this. Like, pretty much everyone else on the roster is like, who?
Carson Soucy. Shit.
Former best name in hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used Carson. I liked it. I thought it was cool. I know there's, like, an obvious one I'm missing.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't got it anymore. I did.
Ryan Donato.
I love him. Damn.
Kevin Fiala.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was missing.
Marcus Foligno.
Oh, that too.
Jordan Greenway.
That too.
Ryan Hartman.
Also a traitor.
I saw somebody in a Zuccarello, at a Stars Zuccarello jersey today.
I saw that too.
And I'm like, yeah. I don't, like, how fast do you have to, how many games did he play? Like, three? Before he got injured?
Yeah, that person really invested.
That was a big bummer.
That's a big bummer.
L. Johnson, who I don't know. L. Kunin.
Luke Kunin.
Victor Rask.
Mm.
In Sturm. Mm. Jay Brodeen.
Jonas Brodeen, yeah.
B. Hunt.
Brad Hunt.
You didn't mention Paterin, but Paterin. You did, I know. It counts. In Sealer. In Sealer. Yeah. Jared Spurgeon.
That's the one I was missing for sure. All right, well, I'm very good at this.
You got, like, 11.
Thank you.
On the Wild.
On the Wild,
yeah. The team I forget exists most of the time.
It used to be the Canucks for me, but now there's a bunch of people on the Canucks. There's two people on the Canucks that I care. Three people on the... Four people on the Canucks that I care about.
I think I went to five on the Canucks that I...
God damn it.
The alien... The living Ken doll. Who else?
Jordy.
Roos.
Right. And Louis Erickson.
I am uncomfortably attracted to Brandon Sutter. 2K always.
That's the weirdest thing about you.
It's so weird. I don't understand it. You know what it is?
What is it?
It is, there was the first year that I was into hockey... It was during the playoffs, and Brandon Sutter did a press conference with Chris Letang. And Chris Letang didn't talk because he was, you know, he speaks French or whatever.
Yeah.
And so Brandon Sutter did all of it, and he was weirdly charming. And he was like, they had to have an English speaker out here because this one wasn't going to say anything. And it was very cute. And
Chris Letang knows English.
I know he does. I know.
It was just being sullen.
He didn't want to. Pretty much. Oh, and so Brandon Sutter was just out there being, like, really charming. And I was like, oh.
It's true. That's all it takes.
It's all it takes.
I'm pretty sure that's why Ted Bundy is so popular.
And that's it, folks.
That's the name of the episode. That's why Ted Bundy's popular.
Anyway.
That happened.
Oh, I saw a guy in a Micah Ruzioni jersey today. I was like,
there are a lot of real random jerseys.
Mm-hmm. From Miracle Dog.
Oh, okay. Don't call me Dog.
Alternate title of this episode. It's gonna devolve real quick from
here. Oh god, yeah, it is. I can tell anyway, it's going.
Did you have a best name? Let's just
wrap it up. I do have a best name. Alright, the best name in hockey this week is Tobias Bjornfot.
Spell that, please. Including umlauts. What?
Are there umlauts?
Yeah, nice. Over the O. Bjornfot.
Nice.
Bjornfot.
All right.
He is, oh my God, he's 18. He was born in 2001. Yikes. He's 18.
I feel old.
Yes, because it's the year of our Lord, 2020.
It's 2020. he is from Sweden. He is a 6-foot defenseman. He shoots left. He's signed by the Kings. He was drafted 22 overall in the first round by the Kings last year. He came up and he played a few games, and then he got sent down, and that's how I found him. I have cap-friendly transactions. That's how I get a lot of my best names now. So he's playing for the Rain in the AHL. He has... Sure. 2 goals and 7 assists for 9 points in 23 games. And
is
he,
what is he? Is he a defenseman?
He's a defenseman.
Okay, that makes sense.
And he has 12 penalty minutes. He came up for 3 games and he was a -4.
Oh, that's rough.
That's the same thing.
It's Los Angeles, though. Yeah.
Yeah, the Kings are bad.
He has a, I think he's playing in World Juniors this year.
Oh.
Yeah, he is.
It's not that we can talk about World Juniors, because I didn't get to watch any, but I had to fucking work every day before I came here. So, like, I didn't get to watch anything at all. So, I don't know what's going on in World Juniors.
All I know is that Canada choked real bad and...
Against Russia.
Against Russia, and that Lafreniere, is that his name?
Oh, yeah. Lafreniere got hurt, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not as bad as they thought it
They're
would.
Expecting him to come back,
they
yeah.
They really thought it was going to be... A long recovery.
That sucks, right? I mean, he's been hurt a lot, too.
Uh-oh.
That's a future Red Wings prospect, Alexi Lafreniere, by the way.
He's gonna save Steve Yzerman's job.
Steve's got that job as long as he wants it.
Stevie Yzerman.
They love Steve.
They love him. Steve, trust the Yzer plan.
Listen, if
I have seen those shirts.
If you ever go to Detroit, Michigan, you have to go to the Motown Cafe, because it's awesome.
What? The hell does that have to do with anything?
It's a Hockey Town Cafe.
Hockey Town Cafe.
Hockey Town Cafe. Sorry. It's Hockey Town Cafe. That's what I meant. Sorry.
We have mentioned the Hockey Town Cafe here before.
I was telling our friends.
Yeah, it's right next to the, it's right next to Little Caesars.
It's actually really cool. There's also a very hot picture of Brendan Shanahan there.
That's why she wants to go. Also, one time we saw Tyler Sagan's mom.
We saw Tyler Sagan's mom there. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was great.
And I was like, I DM'd her on Twitter. I was like,
no, you texted me.
I texted her. I was like, that's Tyler's mom. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yes, it is.
I was like, I don't think it is.
I'm like, yes, it is.
But it was.
Did you take a DNA sample? Or
no, we, I think
yeah,
we...
I just found out it's 100% that bitch.
one today.
Sure are. I think we Twitter stalked her for a while, and I figured it out. But
cut that part out.
Nah, we don't cut shit out.
Cut it out post.
We'll fix it in post.
I don't have a post.
I don't know what post is. All right.
Anything else? This person.
About this person? No, yeah. I don't have anything else about this person.
All right, cool. Find us on the internet.
You can find us on Twitter at Stick to Tape. Our DMs are open. We also have an Instagram that we never use.
Should have updated that.
Right
now.
If you have any longer questions, comments, concerns, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com.
Hannah and I have nothing to do with this, so
don't DM
us.
No, we just were like, hey, come hang out with us while we do this.
Yeah, we're all hanging out, so we wanted an audience. don't forget to rate and review us and like us on iTunes and all of that fun stuff. Tell a friend.
Bye.
Don't forget to stick to tape.
Well, that's right. That's what I'm saying. I don't have a catchphrase. That's awesome.